Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A former North Iowa police officer facing almost a dozen counts of sexual exploitation of a minor has been granted another hearing on his latest request for a change of venue for his trial. Former Clarksville police officer Michael Tobin is accused of showing sexually explicit images and videos from a pending criminal case to a minor under 18 between September 2021 and February 2022. After the minor reported the activity in March of 2022, Tobin was fired by the city of Clarksville and he was arrested September 1st of last year. Tobin has pleaded not guilty to 3 felony counts and 8 aggravated misdemeanor counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. His trial is currently scheduled to begin October 10th in Butler County District Court. In February, defense counsel first filed for a change of venue, citing extensive negative media publicity and Tobin being a former Clarksville police officer as factors against finding a fair and impartial jury in Butler County. Prosecutors resisted, and after a hearing on the matter, a judge denied the request. Last week, Tobin's attorney, Nellie O'Mara, filed a new motion for a change of venue, again citing pretrial publicity, Tobin's notoriety in the small community of Clarksville, and claiming that Tobin's name has come up in most of her criminal cases set in Butler County since the time she was appointed to represent him. The defense also requests the trial be moved to Mitchell County since Tobin has family connections in the area. Monday, prosecutors filed to resist the defense's latest change of venue request on the same grounds they were denied in February, noting the defense claims had not changed significantly since the previous request. A hearing to consider the second request for a change of venue is scheduled for this afternoon in Butler County District Court. A pair of North Iowa juveniles have been arrested for possessing stolen guns. According to a KIMT-TV report, a 911 call at about 9 o'clock last night reported people in a vehicle were pointing guns at another occupied vehicle on the southwest side of Mason City. After getting a description of the suspected vehicle, a Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's deputy stopped a vehicle matching the description along Highway 65 just south of Mason City. Mason City Police arrived to assist at the scene, and 2 teenage males were arrested. Investigators say a 16-year-old male had a 9mm handgun, which had been reported stolen in Clear Lake. He's been charged with third-degree theft, minor in possession of a dangerous weapon, and interference with official acts. A 15-year-old male was also arrested for having a 9mm handgun, reported stolen in Northwood. He is facing charges of felony terrorism, third-degree theft, and minor in possession of a dangerous weapon. Both teens were taken to the Cerro Gordo County Jail and then transferred to the North Iowa Juvenile Detention Facility in Waterloo. Private colleges in Iowa have been cutting their tuition costs in an effort to retain students. Wartburg College in Waverly recently announced it was reducing the published tuition price by more than 45%, down to $25,000. School President Rebecca Ehretzman says that is part of an overall plan to create a competitive price point while building a program that helps students who receive the Iowa tuition grants. She notes that when added to their federal funding, as well as scholarships from the college, Wartburg will totally cover the cost of their tuition. Wartburg also offers students the Knights Experience Fund, which Ehretzman says is a disbursement of up to $1,500 so students can engage in experimental learning, such as study-away research, internships, and service trips. Graceland College in Lamoni announced Tuesday that they are adjusting the Graceland University tuition from $32,500 down to $19,500 starting the fall of 2024. Registrations are still being accepted for the 9-pin bowling tournament hosted this Saturday by the Charles City Community Fund.
The goal of our organization is to raise money and then redisperse it into other nonprofit organizations in the community, places like TLC, foster grandparents, the YMCA, crisis intervention. I think we support around 14 on a pretty regular basis.
That's the Community Fund's Brandy Johnson, who says they raised about $28,000 last year to distribute to nonprofit organizations through an application process. Mike McCarty says the group will kick off its annual giving campaign to provide its next round of grants October 1st.
We'll be sending out letters, reaching out to people and businesses, asking them to donate to our organization. We do have these events going on throughout the year, bag tournament, a 5K, the bowling tournament. We raise approximately $8,000 to $9,000 ourselves, and then we go out and try and get that other money from the community. So it's pretty good for an organization to raise that much on their own prior to asking for people to give you money.
McCarty says there are still slots available for this Saturday's bowling tournament at the Comet Bowl in Charles City. Cost is $25 per person for teams of 4 bowlers. There will also be cash prizes, door prizes, and a 50-50 raffle. Find details and more information on the Charles City Community Fund Facebook page. Tomorrow night on 95.1 The Bull, it's New Hampton football. The Chickasaws playing at Olwine. Radio Iowa Scouting Report starts our pregame coverage at 6:45. It's the Whole Slog Bin Sales pregame show at 7 and kickoff at 7:30. Saturday on 95.1 The Bull, it's Hawkeyes football. Iowa opening Big Ten play at Penn State. Pregame coverage 4:30, kickoff at 6:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.